next program. Stay tuned. You're listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned. You messing with Gaza, you messing with me. Palestine all on my feet. I'm seeing my people deceased. They killing our children, ain't even discreet. These murderers tasting our blood like it's sweet. Some ones who stay silent been pissing me off. These Hollywood poly give me gifts at all. Who's the real goal? Cause that sure ain't LeBron. Khaled is the biggest bitch of them all. Me or the two. Tell the media that we ain't fools. They pushing this narrative like it's a war between two. Which simply ain't true. One side is oppressed and the other's oppressed. In Gaza alone over 2,000 deaths. They call us barbaric, now make it make sense. I'm fighting for Palestine, tell all us brethren I'm gone. From the river to the sea. Palestine. You messing with Gaza, you messing with me. Got these eyes on you. In front of the embassy 2,000 feet. Show up, they gon' block out these streets. Palestine will be free. I'm seeing no peace in this war. Which side are you on? Can't be both. You witnessing genocide, where is the love? Some of y'all really too picky to talk. I swear on my mother, I'm livid. I can't stop this anger within me. So all of my people are running this city in sovereignty. I pray that we witness the prophecy. From the river to the sea. Don't you be acting surprised. We shouting out free Palestine. This the biggest movement alive. Ain't nobody in my pockets, I'll say what I want. Killing one life is like killing us all. Tell me which side of history you want. It better be Gaza, my dog. From the river to the sea.
Welcome, welcome. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM or CKUT.ca if you're an international, you know. My name is King Rose, aka Black Casper. Oh my god, YouTube autoplay. Anyways, and I'm the host of today's show, Transistor Radio, which is your monthly show about everything trans. And I like to, you know, just remind people with this intro song that as trans people, it's also our duty to fight for any people who are not free right now, because nobody will be free until we're all free. So a couple months ago, I think it was in November, I did an episode about Palestine where I went over the whole history of the occupation and what the genocide happening right now. And you know, I just want to remind y'all that like this is still going on, and it's still important to talk about it. Today, South Africa is actually suing Israel for genocide and, you know, like war crimes and stuff. There's a few countries that are endorsing it. Canada is not one of them, as are most, most colonizing countries. But it's, you know, it's what's happening is it's important to talk about. I feel in every community, because if the colonizers are able to do this to the Palestinian people, Who do you think they're coming for next, you know? And I think this is important for everything. Like, when we talk about, oftentimes people are like, you know, when you look at the hate, the rising hate against trans people and LGB people are like not really worried about it. And it's like, well, once they're done with trans people, who do you think they're going to come after next? They're going to come after you next. And they've already shown that, right? In the States, they're coming after lesbians. They're coming after gay people. They're coming after interracial relationships. And so, yeah, so nobody will be free until we're all free. So it's important to, you know, open this show by reminding people what's happening in the world, basically. Yeah. Today I wanted to talk about something something pretty important. Okay, I wanted to talk about voices. More specifically, this is a trans show, so I wanted to talk about trans voices. And more specifically, I am a trans masculine person, so I wanted to talk about trans masculine voices. As y'all are probably hearing right now, my voice sounds a bit unique, right? Like, a lot of people tell me that. I'm a recording artist, and a lot of people are like, oh my god, your voice is so unique, like, we can't... Every time journalists are like, you know, like, when you're like, oh, if you like, no, listen to Black Casper, journalists never can agree on an artist because nobody sounds like me, right? And it's both a blessing and a curse, because... Even though low-key everybody in the industry is like, oh my god, having a unique voice is awesome because it makes you stand out, human beings, especially right now with social media, we're just conditioned to stay within our habits, right? So it's like somebody who sounds like Beyonce or who sounds like Rihanna or like doesn't feel like they're... evolving sonically from that type of music is going to be a lot easier for people to digest versus somebody like me who has a voice that sounds like I put autotune on it even though there's nothing on it right now, you know what I mean? So this is why I wanted to talk about trans voices, because it's a lot of feelings, and also because I am super excited to announce that I am the new creative director of the Trans Mask Choir, which is a choir for trans masculine people, which is why I'm going to talk about trans masculine voices. I'm going to talk about a bit like my experience working with trans feminine artists as well, but you know, like, I don't want to speak for other people's experience, I just want to speak for myself, right? So I'm the new creative director of this choir that is for trans masculine people. It's a choir that basically I just want people to love their voice. Like, that's my goal with this. Like, we are intending to do shows and we're going to be performing only original music because I think it's important to introduce the world to trans masculine songwriters, you know? And I think people have a lot of potential. So I'm like, why would we sing somebody else's music when I'm sure that, like, we can come up with stuff that is, you know, very good on our own. And I think it's important because trans masculine voices, singing songs written by trans masculine people, for me, that's, like, just very empowering. But... yeah, so this is a choir that starts in Montreal. Like, I just want to let you know real quick about it in case you're a trans masculine person or you know a trans masculine person who is passionate by music and would love to join. So it's a choir that's gonna, you know, we're gonna have like weekly rehearsals with hopefully a few shows in the springs and in the summer and stuff like that. It's a choir that's going to be, we're also going to provide voice lessons and educational sessions about the music industry, because one thing that I notice is a lot of artists have no idea how the music industry works and like how to, you know, like make a living, especially nowadays with all of the changing waves and like the fact that Spotify doesn't pay you for shit. Trigger warning, by the way. I don't know if it's a trigger warning, but I curse in this show because it's community radio, so I can, and so I will. And also, if I say excuse my French, it works because I'm actually from France, you know, so yeah. Anyways, yeah. So if you're interested by this choir, you can find us on Facebook. There's a group called Chorale Trans Mask Choir. So you can join this group, and in this group, there's all the info on how to join and everything, right? So I'm going to remind you at the end of this episode, of course, like we're going to talk about this more. And I won't let you go without, you know, reminding you how to join. So don't worry if you are missing the info. But yeah. So there's one thing about trans masculine voices. It's probably like a theory of mine, but I think it's a pretty good theory to have. I don't know. Anyways, my theory is that trans masculine people on testosterone, I guess I should specify this is what I'm going to be talking about, but trans masculine people on testosterone, most of us, if not all of us, we start testosterone after we've already had a puberty, right? And during puberty, even though when you go through an estrogen puberty, your voice matures, you know, your voice goes through changes. You can see that like a little girl sounds different than a cis woman, right? So that's because the voice matures, right? But when you're a trans masculine person on testosterone, your voice is going to mature twice. So instead of going from the little girl voice to the man voice, and I'm being very like stereotypical in how I'm describing voices, but just because I want y'all to understand and make this clear, but the binary is bullshit. But yeah, so basically, that's my theory. A girl's voice that goes into a woman's voice is like a girl's voice. Yeah, a girl's voice. No way. A boy's voice that goes into a man's voice is going to be different than a woman's voice that goes into a man's voice, you know? If that makes any sense, basically. But so it has, there's a lot of stereotypical assumptions about transmasculine voices that basically say that if you start taking testosterone, you won't be able to sing anymore. You're going to lose all of your range. Your voice will sound absolutely horrible. And so a lot of transmasculine voice, transmasculine people who love music and who love to sing, it's very much like a dilemma when you want to start hormones, because are you ruining your voice? Like, are you putting your talent in the trash, basically? Like, is it going to be over for you if you start singing, like, or if you start testosterone and you know, you won't be able to sing anymore? And there's a few people that have, like, you know, perpetuated this stereotype by, like, being very much like, be careful if you start taking testosterone, no. And what I've noticed is, like, a lot of people, like, a lot of transmasculine people are conditioned to hate their voice because we sound different. And because the public is not okay with anything that sounds different, despite the fact that people will tell you, like, oh, the music industry, you want to stand out and all of that, you know? But so, for example, when I said that the public doesn't like transmasculine voices, I'm going to talk to you about Drag Race, in case you watch Drag Race. On Drag Race Canada at the moment, there's a drag queen called Denim. Denim is a trans man who lives in Montreal, but is originally from Prince Edward Island. And Denim is the second trans man to be featured on the Drag Race series worldwide. So it's incredibly, it's just an honor for Montreal, you know, and also, like, I'm a fan personally, because, you know, Denim is also a trans man who's autistic and talks about it on the show in ways that, like, it's never been talked about it like that. And it's just, it's very validating, and it's very, for me, it's very powerful to see. And he's in the finale, which airs tonight at 9 p.m. So, like, hashtag Team Denim, you know what I mean? It's Transistor Radio after all. But one of the things that Drag Race fans they're known for being as, you know, I love Drag Race, and the Drag Race fans are not great people. It's a lot of racism, a lot of transphobia, a lot of all of that on social media, right? But it's always the most hateful ones that are the loudest on social media. So, you know, anyways, the Drag Race fans have been hating on Denim's voice, saying that Denim's voice has, like, a vocal fry to it. You probably noticed I have one in my voice too. and I was watching, like, it's a big thing, you know, people are really, like, they're mad about it. Like, it makes people angry. They're like, oh, I hope Denim goes home because her voice pisses me off. No. And it's like, listen, people are very emotional about this. Which is funny because they call us snowflakes, but they're the ones who cannot control their emotions. Anyways, so people be hating on Denim like that. And Denim, like, you know, I watched Drag Race, like, every Thursday, you know, like a very respectable queer person. And I listen. Every queen has a vocal fry. They all have a vocal fry. And, like, all the celebrities that all of the gays love, like Kim Kardashian and Nicki Minaj, and all, they all have vocal fries. And nobody cares about it. Nobody has. I've never heard anybody complain about it except me, because I'm French. And the very, like, nasal American voice, you know, it bothers me sometimes. And I just, because I like, who does not like to make fun of Americans? Am I right? But anyway, so people are hating on Denim so hard, and nobody cares about the vocal fry in the other girl's voice. And that's because Denim's voice is different. And the thing is, when you're a transmasculine person and you see this, it's very hurtful, because it's not something that you can control. Your voice is not something that you can control. It's something that we've also been working really hard for. People like the transsexuals of us, and I use the word transsexual to describe myself, like as somebody who went through a medical transition, you know, specifically because I'm talking specifically about testosterone right now. But so this is how I identify, you know, I like it's part of my identity. I'm transgender and I'm also transsexual and I'm also trans magnificent and all of these things anyways. But when you're exposed to all of that hate online and when all of you, the only thing you see is people hating on those voices, it just makes you want to be silent. Like it pushes you to not talk. Like you're not going to want to take up space because why would you? Yeah, if everybody hates your voice, nobody's going to pay attention to you. And so it's a very common thing that transmasculine people hate their voice. And so they are silenced and they don't want to speak up. And so for me, that's kind of something that I want to change. And it's also, you know, being socialized as a little girl, because for me, that's also like straight up, that's how I speak about my transition, okay? I'm non-binary. I think the binary is bullshit. I said it before. But like I very much identify with the girlhood that I had because there's a lot of experience that I had that you know, my mom straight up told me that she raised me differently than my brother, you know? And so for me, when I said like, you know, I was silenced in ways that like I was not able to express my emotions or like I was not able to be as loud or take up as much space as my brother, right? And so for me, this is what I say when I say like the socialization, because I know not every trans person talks about their past like that. So that's also, if you're not trans and you're listening to this, just remember that when I'm talking about identities and stuff, I'm like talking about how I identify with this, right? Anyways, So yeah, being socialized as a little girl who was, you know, basically silenced and was told to take up less space than the boys, when you transition and everybody hates your voice, it's very hard to come out of that shell. Because on top of that, not only are you raised to take up less space, you're also extremely uncomfortable with yourself. Like for me, that's how it was. I was very much like a very awkward in my body, right? Like for me, the way I see it is like, you know, like I have a puppy right now and her paws are way too big for her body. So when she runs, she just falls and she's clumsy. It just feels like her paws don't belong to her in that way. You know, for me, that's how it felt. It's like I needed to grow into my body. And for me to properly grow into my body, I needed testosterone. The experience is different for everybody, but this is how it was for me. So, you know, I was this very clumsy, very awkward teenager that really felt uncomfortable to a very high point where, like, you know, I had eating disorders, like I had depressions, I had everything you can think of. And so, yeah, it was very difficult. And then for me, I love music so much. So even though people don't like my voice, I don't care. Because making music is just like, it's, if I don't make music, I don't breathe. Like, I guess it's because I'm autistic. It's my special interests, whatever. But so for me, I'm lucky that my neurodivergence makes me very, very obsessed with some things that I did not give up on music when I transitioned. I kept singing throughout my transition. And yeah. But one thing is, so, in 2016, and basically, it was in June. Yeah, in June 2016, I was booked to headline a show at the Philadelphia Trans House Conference. So this show was called Ascension. So it was a show that was on Philadelphia on the main City Hall, like in front of City Hall. You know, it was a big deal. And so I was booked to headline that show. And the show was, the lineup was entirely Black trans people. It was absolutely unbelievable, the talent that went on that stage that day. And for me, like, it was my first time performing in the States. Like, I was looking at all these people. Like, I was finding the trans, like, the Black trans community really for the first time beyond my computer screen. And so, for me, it meant so much. It was such a magical moment. And I sat back looking at all those performances during soundcheck and during the show, and I was absolutely mind-blown. Like, the talent that went on that stage. And I was just like, how come I hear all these recycled hits on the radio and I'm not hearing this. Like, this is beautiful. It's new, but at the same time, it sounds mainstream. It sounds like people that have put so much effort because nobody would give them the chance that they had to learn how to excel in what they're doing. And so the music is impeccable. You know what I mean? And when I heard that, it kind of triggered something in me where I was like, why is it that, like, I don't hear more trans artists? Because trans artists have been silenced for so long that whenever you give them a voice, the things that come out of their creative minds is, it's crazy, you know? And so I basically decided to use my skills, which is that I'm very good at producing and engineering, and especially for people who don't have, like, you know, studio access. Like, if you have a mic in your bedroom, you know, and if it's a mic that's, like, you know, good enough mic, like a $200-$300 mic, depending on the brand. Not very, being very specific, but I can make you sound like a radio person, like, you know, a radio song. Like, I know how to do that, and I know how to produce songs that, like, you know, sound mainstream and things like that. Like, I have this skill to, like, make, I just know what works and what doesn't most of the time. And so I've helped a lot of artists with that. And in 2016, I realized that, like, if I can make that for no money, then maybe I should use my skills and, like, donate my skills to those artists, put all of, like, basically put together a compilation of trans artists, and I'm gonna give them production for free, because that's also a thing. Like, exclusive rights to beats and stuff like that is usually very expensive, right? And even licenses can be kind of expensive when you're a trans person anyways, and you need a license to go on Spotify. A lot of people anyways, people need money in order to make money most of the time. Trans people do not have money, so it's very difficult for us to make money, especially as artists. So I was like, I can generate, or, like, give them what it takes for them to start making money without them needing to invest, you know? So this is what I did. And I put together this compilation called Trans Trenders. On it, there was 14 trans artists from all over the world. And it was 13, maybe 15 songs. I don't know, a bunch of songs. Everything on that tape was done by trans artists. There was not a single cis person involved. Everything was done by trans people, from the engineering to the marketing to the writing of the songs to the beats to the everything, the marketing, everything. And we, so the show I told you about was in June, right? That tape released in November. That same year, 2016, which is to tell you how fast we be working, okay? It almost felt like every artist had, like, this sense of urgency. Like, oh, now you want to listen to me? I'm going to show you something. It was incredible. And actually, I should, like, play you a song off of it. I'm just, like, realizing that I'm talking about this, but I will play you a song off of it. So this is what happened. And the mixtape dropped in November. It was November 6th, 2016. So it was like a couple days before or after the Trump election. So the climate in New York was very special, right? Special, not very, like, not in a good way. Like, if people were scared, like, it was very, like, oh shit, this just happened, you know? So it was very heavy. And I feel like that show just brought people together in a way that was, it was just absolutely magical. Like, it was such a beautiful event. I found one of the songs here, the first song that came out. And so when that happened, I decided that, like, I had way too much fun. And the next day I felt very depressed, because it's like, oh, the show is over, the mixtape has been launched, and now what? And, you know, even though after that you have to do marketing and stuff, but I decided, you know what, why not turn it into a record label? Why not keep doing these things? Like, why not? If nobody's going to give us the time and day, and if people keep hating on our voices, you know what, we're going to do things ourselves. And so that's what I did, and I started this record label / collective / production house / just whatever we want to do that's creative, we put it under Trans Trenders. But anyways, and so doing that mixtape, most of the artists that were on it were artists that had given up on their career when they started transitioning, because they were like, but what is the point? It's expensive. I'm not going to make any money. Nobody's going to listen to me. And people hate my voice. And it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And for me, it just makes me angry that, like, people feel like that about their own voices when the world needs trans voices so badly, especially right now. So yeah, after this little rant, I'm going to play you the first song that came out of this mixtape. It's called Preach. It's by Sydney Chase and is featuring yours truly. It came out on August 12th. 2016, so like just a couple months after the conference, you know. It was the first single out of that mixtape, and you'll see, it talks about real shit, you know. Anyways, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM or CKUT.ca. My name is Black Casper, and this is Transistor Radio. We'll be back after this song.
Yeah. Wanting on me is a proper conversation. But we in the same city, send me your location. How you get into me? I know that you wanna see me. Tired of hugging up on plushies when you're not around. Bitches on my body, still alone up in the crowd. Wanna kick it with you, wanna get freaky with you. Wanna get sticky with you, you bring the fire. I'm away to your knees on my way home. First class, ready to surprise you in the morning. Even though you're far away, I can talk to you all day. I'm on my Hollywood and superstar shit with you. They tryna holler, but I'm only tryna be with you. Bobby making it.
Take a trip, look, tell me what it is, I'ma do what you permit. Long distance ain't shit, baby, kiss me through the phone. Book a flight tonight, I'ma see you later on. Send me two attachments, you ain't have nothing on. 21 questions, but you all of the above. And you ain't gotta ask who is my number one. You ain't gotta worry about no one behind the scenes. I don't gotta sleep, you give me my energy. Like a morning cup of coffee, baby, you my caffeine. All I do is fiend, I'm addicted to
you. I'm like Hollywood and superstar shit with you. They tryna holler, but I'm only tryna be with you. I've been making it, feel it through the phone. When I've been practicing for when I get you home.
High off your love, high off your love. I live for moments when we get it on. I get high off your love, high off your love. Just be yourself because you are enough.
I miss you wanting on me, kissing on me, pressing on my body. Fantasy, you're kissing up on me, that's a proper conversation. And when you laugh, baby, send me the location. Thinking by your body, body. I need you to stop, stop. Be my little co-pilot and fly high with me. I'm on my Hollywood and superstar shit with you. They tryna holler, but I'm only tryna be with you. Bobby make it lit. Feel it through the phone, and I've been practicing for when I get you home.
High off your love, hey, high off your love. Moments when we get it on, I get high off your love.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
When I was 7, I wanted to die, so I buried myself in the snow outside. I waited and I shivered and I listened for the door, but no one came to find me and I got bored. And I said not today until I turn. On the highway, I was pointing out the vultures every time I had a birthday. I tried to see the beauty, and I guess I did sometimes, like the purple clouds, but just as quickly it was night. And longer.
Hey, 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 you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM or CKUT.ca if you're not in Montreal, because we're international over here, you know what I mean? My name is Black Casper, and this is Transistor Radio, your monthly radio show about everything trans. And today I am talking about transmasculine voices, because I love transmasculine voices, and I want to give all the hate that transmasculine voices receive out there in the world, I just want to give them so much love that, like, it just counters that, you know, because this is how it works for me. Anyways, the first song that you listened to was Preach by Sydney Chase, who is not a transmasculine person, but I was ranting about transgenders, so anyways, but it was featuring me, so a transmasculine voice features, you know what I mean? Anyways, so it was called Preach by Sydney Chase, featuring my old stage name, Lucas Charlie Rose. Then we listened to High Off Love by Wet Lava Boy and Dizzle Music, which is, I mean, come on, it's like a summer vibe, right? It's exactly the song I need today, honestly. Oof, this ice. I think I like almost died like 5 times on the way here because of all this black ice. So, you know, we need those type of music to like raise the temperature a little bit. It's nice. But then I did a complete switch up and I played some Freddie Oak, Not Today. A nice little folk music, you know, a nice little vibe. So I wanted to basically show you, just with those two songs, with the Wet Lava Boy and with Freddie Oak, like the range that transmasculine voices have. It's like we sound different from anybody else, and we sound different from each other as well. And I think it's such a beautiful thing. And in this industry, like I said, you want to stand out, even though it takes more time when you do stand out for people to actually learn or, like, you know, get used to your voice or whatever and stop acting like they're so terrified of everything that, you know, they're not super, super used to. You have to fight for people to just accept your voice, which is ridiculous, but that's how human beings work, right, when something is new. But, you know, in the end, it's going to make you stand out, and I believe that. You know, this morning I got, this morning I actually went on CBC, CBC Radio, in their brand new building on, like, Papineau, you know, it's like, it looks so nice, it's so fancy, it's just so fancy and so grand, you know. Anyway, so I was in that building, to be on the Daybreak radio show this morning, at 6:40 a.m., so, you know. And anyways, so I played, like, they played one of my songs, and somebody commented on my Facebook, like, oh, I heard this song playing, and it sounded like you, like, I thought it was you, and then when they interviewed me, you know, that, like, basically confirmed that it was me, and that's the best compliment that you can get, because it's not like my music is playing on CBC all the time, right? But, like, the fact that people recognize my voice whenever I drop a song, because that song is not even out, like, it's coming out tomorrow. I might give you a little sneak peek. I gave you a sneak peek last month, but, you know, I can do whatever I want, so, hey. But the fact that people recognize my voice like that, and when it's not a song that they already know, it's huge. Like, it's huge, because it just helps you, yeah, it helps you stand out. And, like, every artist that has a career that has lasted for a long time and that has marked music has a voice that is very distinctive from other voices, right? Like, if Beyonce drops a new song, it doesn't matter if you've never heard the song. If you know it, you know it's Beyonce. You just will know it's Beyonce. Same thing with Rihanna. You know, for me, those are, like, the queens. So, like, you know, but any artist that has had a long career and that has really marked music, is they had a voice that is unique in a way, like they really stood out from the rest of the crowd. And so for me, that's like, it's just a bonus point that trans people have. And when I say trans people, it's every trans person, because trans feminine voices are absolutely beautiful as well. The thing is, like, you know, it's just a different. Trans feminine people you know, a lot of people are also very self-conscious in their voice for a different reason than transmasculine voices. But ultimately, it goes back to the same thing that, like, cis people just are not used to, thing that they're not used to. And you know, because there's also, for me, like, the thing that I've done when I've worked with trans feminine artists, because when you're a producer and when you're coaching artists and when you're managing artists and stuff like that, you have to get to know them on a very intimate level. You have to get to know their insecurities, and you have to learn how to make them feel better about their insecurities. And for me, I find that, like, you know, any voice that stands out is beautiful. And I find that trans feminine voices are absolutely beautiful. And you know, like, and I'm talking about trans feminine voices that might not pass as well, you know, like deeper voices. I think they're beautiful. And so something that I always did is, like, I basically played Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. And I was like, please tell me that's a masculine voice. You can't say that. Tracy Chapman has such a feminine voice. It's just a woman's voice. You can hear that it's a woman's voice. It's a very deep voice, but it's a woman's voice. And for me, when I hear trans women speak, I hear women, and I don't hear a man speaking. I just hear women. And I feel like if people got more used to diversity in women, you know, recording artists, diversity of voices, then it would be a lot easier to accept trans feminine voices in the mainstream industry and things like that. And I'm talking about trans feminine voices, like I said, that don't pass as well as Kim Petras, for example, you know. It's the same thing as trans masculine voices. I think trans voices who sound different and who, like, you know, trans people who get, like, clocked because of their voice, it's a horrible thing that cis people put so much importance on it. And it's a very sad thing that, you know, that's a thing that sometimes, and a lot of times, the voice is the thing that puts the trans person in danger, because it's the thing that's going to clock us, right? And if you're listening to this and you're not trans, clocking means when somebody knows you're trans. You know, when you pass, like, for example, nobody can ever tell I'm trans if I walk down the street, right? Right, but, like, for example, if they are, you know, familiar with trans masculine voices or whatever, and they hear me speak, they might know. And it's the same thing with trans women, right? Like, a lot of trans women get outed when they speak, and so a lot of trans women, same thing, they have a tendency to stay very silent, because when you hate your voice, you don't want to hear it. But I think that it's time to, like, normalize the diversity of voices, and it's time to, like, really fight for, you know, just we have to fight for trans people to be accepted. We have to fight for trans rights. We have to fight for trans people to be normalized in society, and for trans people to not be, like, clocked anymore in a way that, like, threatens their safety. Because I don't want trans people to hate their voice. And it's very sad that the way that we sound can be the difference between being safe and not, you know. And so a lot of trans people hate their voice, and I don't know. I love trans voices so much because, yeah, I don't know. I find that it's so interesting. It's also, like, because every voice is different, and because it's, I don't know, yeah, every trans person sounds different, like, in a way that, like, I don't find that we have that much variety of voices in cis people. I don't find that much, anyways, not in the music industry. For me, it's always, as an engineer, as a, you know, as somebody that, like, a producer and stuff, it's always very interesting, because every new artist is a challenge that's, like, completely different than the artist before. And not just that, because you have to learn how to make the artist fall in love with their voice. That's your job as the producer, as the engineer. And so it's always, like, a different challenge and stuff. And for me, the most gratifying thing is when an artist is like, yeah, I can't stop listening to my own song. This is the goal, ultimately. I want you to not be able to, like, yeah, to stop, not be able to stop listening to your own song, because I want you to love your voice that much. So that's why I'm super excited about this Trans Mask Choir. So in case you're just tuning in, the Trans Mask Choir is a choir for transmasculine people that's starting. We're hoping to start rehearsals. It should be the second week of February. The second week of February at the LGBT Center on Plessis Street in the Village. So that's where we plan on having rehearsals, hopefully weekly on Fridays. That's what we're looking into right now, Friday evenings. And so it's a choir that's open to anybody who identifies as transmasculine and who wants to join a community of people who, you know, have the same experience, kind of, with their voice. We're going to have, not only are we going to be singing only original music, we're also going to have voice lessons that are specifically for transmasculine voices. We're going to have, you know, some voice lessons specifically for people who are on T. It's going to be, you know, the choir is going to be tailored to the people who are in it. But also we're going to have some educational sessions about the music industry for anybody who's in the choir and might want to, like, pursue a career in the music industry, whether it be as an artist, a manager, whatever it be, you know. Because I want this choir to not only build community for people, but I also want people to learn, because there's this thing in the music in the music industry where knowledge is very much gatekept, you know. People don't talk about how to make it. They don't talk about the rules of the music industry. They portray the music industry as being this very glamorous life, and like, oh, if you have a bunch of streams on Spotify, you're gonna be rich, even though you need, like, personally, I would need like 500,000 streams every month to pay my rent, and I would need 1 million streams monthly to be able to, like, live properly above the poverty line, which is ridiculous, you know. So anyways, yeah, so this is why I want to start this choir, because I want to educate people. Well, the choir actually was already started, but this is why I'm, like, the creative director. This is why I took on that role. But yeah, so I'm actually, like, looking into, okay, cool. I was also, like downloading the song that I'm gonna play next and stuff, because, you know, so yeah. But before, right now it's 2:47, and so we have about 10 minutes left. I wanted to play you this song that I'm dropping tomorrow. It's called Près de Toi. And I'm also going to be dropping an extended single for this song on Bandcamp later today. If you look up Black Casper, no A's or X's, because I'm non-binary, A. But if you look up Black Casper on Bandcamp, then you'll find the extended single later today, probably around 6 p.m. Let's say 6 p.m., okay? I haven't decided the time, but that sounds like a good time, you know? So at 6 p.m. on the Black Casper Bandcamp, there's going to be an extended single with this song, Près de Toi, an English version of the song. I recorded an English version of the song, the instrumental, an EDM remix, and a quartet remix with, like, piano and strings, and, you know, if you want to put your baby to sleep or whatever. Anyways, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca. My name is Black Casper, no A's or X's, because I'm non-binary. And this is my song that's coming out tomorrow, Près de Toi.
Comme enfoncer, sans ton regard qui m'illumine, j'ai rien trouvé pour me guider. Même l'étoile du nord est rendue au sud, et je me perds encore. Je pensais qu'avec le temps, ça passerait, mais en vrai, non. Ce mal-être qui me hante toutes les nuits pendant que je t'attends. Si je sais que tu reviendras jamais, y'a rien qui m'empêche, je reste à... un peu plus près de toi, un peu plus près de toi, un peu plus
un peu plus près de toi, un peu plus près, yeah. Un peu plus près de toi, un peu plus près de toi, un peu plus près de toi, un peu plus près, yeah.
Je me sens plus près de toi quand je regarde par la fenêtre droit vers les étoiles. Je me demande si tu me vois aussi là où tu es. Je me demande si tu me souris, yeah, yeah. Je pensais qu'avec le temps ça passerait, mais en l'être qui me hante chaque nuit pendant que je t'attends, même si je sais rien ne m'empêche.
Un peu plus près de toi, un peu plus près de toi, un peu plus près de toi, un peu plus près, yeah. Un peu plus près de toi. Un peu plus près de toi, un peu plus près de toi, un peu plus près.
Listening to CKUT 90.3 FM or CKUT.ca if you're outside of Montreal. My name is Black Casper, and this was Près de Toi, my song that's coming out tonight at midnight. So I know if you had your Shazam in hand and it didn't pop up, that's because you're too early. This was like an exclusive, you know, because on this show we get exclusives because we cool like that. Anyways, so I hope you enjoyed this show. We have about 10 minutes left, 9 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever. So I wanted to like tell y'all a little bit about more things happening in the community before, you know, I tune out and leave the air to the next person. But basically, so if you want to sign up to the Transmasc Choir, if you're a transmasculine person and you want to sing with a bunch of, you know, transmasculine folks, you want to experience that, like, you know, that brotherhood, that healthy transmasculinity, like, you know, you want to have that experience and find community and do shows. And because it's also serious, like, we're going to be working, you know what I mean? It's not just like we're not playing around. We're gonna like put some serious shows together, you know what I mean? So if you're interested in that, you can find the choir on Facebook, look up Chorale Transmasc Choir. And if you have any transmasculine friends in your Facebook friends, it's probably going to pop up. If not, you can also send me a message, Black Casper on Instagram. No A's, all X's, you know, because it just looks cool like that. You can also send a message to the Trans Trenders Instagram. Trans Trenders, not transgenders. Trans Trenders, because we start trends with a Z at the end, not an S, because we cool like that, okay? Just looks cooler also. So you can send a message or you can join the group. All the instructions to join are in the group. We're going to be meeting weekly on Fridays in the evening. That's the plan. At the LGBT Center, Community Center on Plessis. The venue is not accessible. We don't have the means to rent an accessible venue as of yet. But hopefully next season that will change, because we will have shows and cis people will be like, oh, we love you. Here's all the money we have. You know, anyway, you know, that's what we're hoping for. So yeah, if you want to join that group, all the informations are in that group, okay?
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Not what I got. It's what I do.
Anyways, so I'm going to play something else for y'all before I tune out. But before that, I would like to remind you that nobody will be free until we're all free. So if you're, if whoever you are in this world, and trans people, I'm also talking to y'all. I'm talking to my community here. It's very important to keep talking about what's happening in the world, what's happening in Congo, in Sudan, in Palestine, and to let people know that, like, as marginalized people, we do not stand when injustice is committed towards any marginalized groups, because nobody will be free until we're all free. Okay? On this note, I'm going to play you Big Sissy. I'm going to play you the live Big Sissy, okay? I'm going to play you Big Sissy performing Cake at live at Montreal Pride this summer. It's, yeah, it's my last song. I will see you next month, the second Thursday of the month at 2 p.m. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca. This was Black Casper, no A's or X's because I'm non-binary. Peace out.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
And I want my cake.
You're listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned.
Good night, good night, good night. To everybody out there in the radio land, this is the Sound of Soul with your host, Butcher T, filling in for the man, Ricky D. Playing the platters that matters, like Ricky D would say.
Cet épisode a été diffusé précédemment et a été édité pour la diffusion d'aujourd'hui. This episode has been previously aired and has been edited for today's broadcast.
Yes, 1-2-1-2. Oh yeah, see, Nomadic Massive in the place to be. You're listening to CKUT 90.3. Understand.
This is that digital time. It is that digital era, guys, where we are all on social media. I'm always trying to get off, but anyways, that's neither here nor there. The point of the matter is that a lot of us who are entrepreneurs, who are business owners, getting our businesses off the ground and branding, it can't be done unless you're active on social medias. The brother that we have on today is the owner of Crazy Guys Media. They do media, they do social media management, turnkey solution to bring your business from A to Z, from zero to 1,000. Stay tuned as we connect with this brother who's going to be sharing some tips and tricks with you guys and letting you know how to connect with him to help you to get your business to the next level today on the Empower Hour.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We bring empower to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
Blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors for creating this opportunity for us to be able to come together and for us